We'd done one performance of the show, and because it was so popular, we went straight into a second performance. And at the beginning of it, someone who I knew vaguely from the Music Academy just came over and said, there are people from immigration here, you know, keep your head down. But there wasn't much I could do. I was narrating the show, so short of running away, I just had to continue. And as it progressed, I sort of became aware of people at the back of the hall. And to begin with, I thought I was imagining things. But then I saw a couple of people in uniform. And then finally, very near the end of the show, a colleague from the Zimbabwe Academy of Music came up on stage and said, look, you've got to come with me. And I was taken off down a corridor backstage, and there I was arrested. But actually, it was good in the sense that they didn't storm the stage or anything dramatic like that, so that at least the 500 kids involved didn't know what was going on.
And when was the idea of the work permit first mentioned? Because I presume this was news to you. If you'd thought you needed one, you would have had one.
No, absolutely. We checked very carefully and investigated the situation, and the view was that because I wasn't being paid, because I wasn't on any sort of contract, because all I was really doing was basically reading out a few poems, that a work permit shouldn't be necessary. That was mentioned pretty much straight away, actually. I was taken from the hall to the immigration offices, and there the immigration officer started asking me questions and said, well, hang on, why are you working? And I said, look, I'm not working. You know, I explained the situation, but they didn't agree. We were all due to have dinner after the show with the British ambassador, who had come down from Harare, and the head of the British Council, who'd come there to see the show. And to begin with, my friends didn't tell them, because we thought, look, I'll be a bit late, but I'll make it for the main course. And I assumed that immigration would tick me off, maybe take my passport and tell me to come back tomorrow and pay a fine or whatever. But then suddenly I saw the officer reach for a pad, and I sort of read it upside down, and it said warrant for detention. And I suddenly thought, goodness, this isn't so good.
And you were then taken to prison, put into a cell?
Yeah, I was taken to Central Police Station, which was about 5 blocks from the immigration office. I was told there I had to decide which 2 items of clothing I'd like to wear. Shoes and socks were banned, so I just wore my suit trousers and the shirt I'd been wearing to do the show, which wasn't particularly warm, gets quite cold in Bulawayo at this time of year overnight. And then put into this cell, the door opened, I looked inside and saw, well, I think there were about 16 people in there when I got in there, and at the height there were 21 of us in there, in a cell about 14 foot by 9, so it was quite a squeeze.
And what were the conditions like in there?
Pretty basic. There was a loo, I think that's the politest word for it, in a corner, which was basically a hole in the ground and smelt, as you might imagine. Every inch of floor space was filled with fellow detainees. There were enough blankets to cover the floor, but none to put on top of us. They were pretty filthy anyway, so that may not have been such a bad thing. And that was it. There was a sort of light outside the door which shone a bit of light in, but it was pretty dark.
And how long did you spend in there, in that cell?
Well, I was there for just over 24 hours. My lawyer came round after, the lawyer that the embassy appointed, came round a couple of hours after I'd been arrested and said, look, I'm probably not going to be able to do anything tonight. And he also said that because the next day was a public holiday, and then we were into the weekend, he said, you know, I'll try and get you out, but be prepared, this may drag on over the weekend. So I thought I was going to be there for 4 nights. In fact, I was there for about, I think, 26, 27 hours before I managed to fall over and dislocate my shoulder, which was agony at the time. But, you know, in fact, had the advantage that it got me out of the prison and into the fantastic hospital in Bulawayo, which, although it's a bit crumbling, is still a wonderful institution, brilliantly run, fantastic nurses, wonderful doctors. And that was an altogether better place to be, although I was still under police guard for 6 nights in total.